Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. In life, we often face daunting challenges that can be difficult to overcome. Whether it's fear, doubt, loss, injustice, or mistakes that we make, these obstacles can shake us to the core. However, amidst these trials, there is one thing we can be assured of: God's unconditional, sacrificial, never-ending love. God's sovereignty is an anchor in our lives, and we can trust that His unwavering faithfulness will always prevail. His love is not based on our actions or worthiness, but flows freely from His very nature. God's love knows no boundaries and reaches all people, regardless of our past, present, or future. Our scripture for today is from Romans 8, verses 38 to 39. For I am convinced and continue to be convinced beyond any doubt that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present or threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the unlimited love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So let us be determined this week to hold on to God's promises, surrender to His will, and put our hope and trust in His steadfast love and faithfulness. May we always remember, God's love is enough to bring us comfort in times of sorrow, break the bondage of depression, strongholds, and bitterness, bring forgiveness for our sins, restore our broken relationships, heal all our diseases, strengthen us in moments of weakness, sustain us in the face of adversity, drive out darkness and bring about light, bring us hope and new life, and overcome and stand victorious over all struggles, questions, and anxious thoughts. God's love is so wide and deep that He didn't spare what is most valuable to Him. He sent His beloved Son to bear the punishment for our sinfulness and unbelief so that we can enter into His presence and experience His indescribable love. A love so profound, infinite, and boundless that our human minds cannot even begin to comprehend it. Our Lord's love is made even more incredible through His grace and mercy, which we do not deserve but are freely given. Through His unmerited favor, we are saved, redeemed, and given hope, and we are assured of an eternal home in our Father's house. God's love gives us the strength to press on, knowing that He goes before us and fights on our behalf, so that we can be confident, knowing that the victory is ours through Christ. His love has the power to change our entire eternity. It never fails to bring us into His presence and moves our hearts and focus towards the only one who deserves our highest praise, earnest worship, and complete surrender. As we experience and embrace God's pure, unconditional, sacrificial love, our hearts and minds are transformed from the inside out, and we become vessels of His love to the world around us. May we speak this love in truth and with kindness, patience, and grace, allowing the Holy Spirit to work through us. In doing so, we can help others gain a deeper understanding of God's amazing love and draw them closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Lord, even if we are scared and uncertain, even if we lose everything, our health and our wealth, and even some of our loved ones, even if we don't understand the war and the suffering in this world, yet our eyes will be on You and our hope will be in You, and we will rejoice in You, our Savior.
Abba, Father, we can declare Your name over every stronghold. We can bring them down by the word of God. Rise us up. Help us to be obedient to what You show us and what You tell us. We declare that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords over the earth. And we praise you for that.
Father, I want to ask you to help us, God, to guide us, to strengthen us on how to contend for your faith intentionally, Father, on how to have godly conversations with meaning, Father. Lord, I pray, Father God, that we will be gracious when we speak to unbelievers, that we will have the patience that it takes, Father God, for them to understand your living word. But I also want to pray for us to be more engaged in your word, to understand your word more, so that we will know how to contend for the faith that we believe in, Father.
Father God, we are falling on our knees before you as honestly as we can, praising you for your boundless love for us. Thank you for the truth found in your holy word that assures us of your love, and that your love is higher than the mountains we face, stronger than the power of the grave, consistent through our trials and challenges, present when we feel alone or afraid, abundant when our debts need to be paid, and forgiving of our wrongs. Your love is our source of hope when our hearts are filled with despair. Your love overwhelms and satisfies our souls. Your love is unconditional and everlasting. Thank you that nothing can ever separate us from your gracious love. Your loving kindness leads us to repentance and total surrender. Thank you for the power and strength we receive through your love for us. Thank you that your love remains consistent, never runs out on us, never gives up on us, and never fails us. Thank you that your love draws us closer to your heart and into your presence. Pour out your love on us now, and please help us radiate your love to everyone around us. We love you, Lord. Now to you, our God, who is able to do far more than we can think, ask, or imagine. To you be the glory, honor, and praise, now and forever. Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.